This week on Making Contact.
You are a spark that will ignite 1,000 more people! We will be 1 million strong!
When hundreds of people turned up to a teach-in called Idle No More in November 2012, the four organizers realized they had started something big. Within months, a movement for Indigenous sovereignty and environmental protections had spread across Canada.
We always come back to water and land because Indigenous sovereignty in Canada right now is the only thing preventing the Canadian state from fully accessing the land and the water.
On this edition, Sylvia McAdam, one of the organizers of that first teach-in, tells the story of Idle No More, from round dance flash mobs to railroad blockades. I'm George Lavender, and this is Making Contact, a program connecting people, vital ideas, and important information. A shopping mall in Saskatoon, Canada. It's winter, and the floor of the mall is crowded with hundreds of shoppers buying Christmas gifts. A group of people begin to drum. Soon, a huge circle is formed inside the shopping mall as people hold hands and dance together. Traditional round dances like this one, as well as demonstrations, teach-ins and blockades, swept across Canada in the winter of 2012. The movement became known as Idle No More, and began as a protest against new laws curtailing environmental protections, but quickly grew into a national and international movement for environmental justice and Indigenous rights. Chief Teresa Spence of the Attawapiskat underwent a 6-week hunger strike in support of the movement's demand for a nation-to-nation dialogue between First Nations and the Canadian government.
We're living in a third world, and this shouldn't be happening in this country. You know, they're getting rich by our land. Everybody's using our traditional land except us and all these mining companies and other forestries and other things that's been happening in our community. There's no benefit for us.
But at the very beginning, Idle No More was four women who resolved amongst themselves not to be silent about what they saw happening to their land and water. One of them was Sylvia McAdam.
My name is Sylvia McAdam. I'm from the Treaty 6 territory in what is now known as Canada. I'm from the Nihio people. In English, we're called the Cree people, but I am from the Nihio Nation. I'm one of the co-founders. There's four founders of Idle No More. Idle No More means protection of Indigenous sovereignty and protection of land and water. So that's our vision, is to keep pressuring leadership, not just in Canada, but also globally, that the protection of our lands and our waters is a very critical state. And the way that we're extracting resources in many of the Indigenous territories in Canada is detrimental to the land and to the water. And we're pushing and pressuring leadership to start moving towards using resources that are environmentally friendly. What brought me to that pivotal point was I went back to the land and the traditional lands of my people, and I realized from that point on there was activities happening that were so devastating to the land. In my mind, when I was growing up as a child, I was thinking of going back to those freshwater streams and those forests and those pristine berry-picking lands and the medicines that were growing there. And when I went back there last year, a lot of the land was devastated. And when I tried to go back to those lands where we had hunted and fished, I found out that those were being targeted for logging, and there was no forest, literally no forest. And then I went back to those freshwater streams that had been there before. They were gone. They were dried up. And that scared me into action, I think. And I was grieving and so sad that these things were gone. That brought me to that point where when Bill C-45 happened, I was like, no, I can't stay silent on this. We were actually going to call it Silent No More, but we thought, well, it was much more than that. It was being idle, so we said we were going to be idle no more.
It began as a small social media campaign armed with little more than a hashtag and a cause. But Canada's Idle No More has grown into a large Indigenous movement, with protests and ceremonial gatherings held almost daily.
In swirling snow late last month, they converged on Canada's Parliament in what became the largest gathering so far in the Idle No More movement. That began in early October with just four Aboriginal women and a Twitter hashtag, and it's grown into nationwide protests.
Well, in the early days, our first teach-in, we called it a teach-in because the four founders are primarily educators. On November 10th, we put it out into the communities that were having an information session on Bill C-45, and about 150 people showed up on our first teach-in, and then we shared our information.
Aboriginal and environmental activists are teaming up to resist what they say is the conservative Canadian government's attempts to appropriate resource-rich lands and to assimilate Aboriginal nations. They're calling
We're
on
not
Prime
here
Minister Stephen Harper
to sign a new funding deal or to make a small package agreement and new funding arrangements. That's not what we're here for. We recognize 140 years of colonial rule in our territory.
Well, when you think about it, the movement's really been in play for a long time, the use of our lands and resources without our consent. But the kind of spark was this legislative initiative by the Harper government, which started with Bill C-45, but also includes 14 other pieces of legislation that's being imposed on First Nations people without some of it, without their knowledge and consent. But Bill C-45 is unique in that it's a large omnibus bill, and it impacts both Canadians and First Nations in terms of protection.
What it is in a nutshell is it's an omnibus bill. An omnibus bill is a slew of bills under one document, and it's a 450-page omnibus bill that was introduced on December 18th. And it's unheard of in Canadian Parliament to have a bill move through so quickly and to become law on December 14th and to affect the landscape of Indigenous people and Canadian citizens in a way that was far-reaching, and the effects are so devastating on so many levels. Not only does it affect the Navigable Waters Protection Act, it also amended the Indian Act in terms of the lands and the redesignation of Indian lands. And when you amend the Indian Act in terms of land and redesignation of a land, you're amending treaty. And this was done without the consultation or the input of Indigenous people that it directly impacts.
My name is Audrey Redman, and I'm Dakota First Nations from Standing Buffalo, Saskatchewan. To me, it's a really exciting time because I think it's a time that First Nations are coming together, and we're coming around the same issues, which is the land. And right now, of course, with the Bill C-45 that's going through, and they're trying to push it through. And I really don't believe that First Nations are going to accept any of it now. We may have looked like we've been very, very patient, and we are patient people, but there is a limit to patience. And, you know, there comes a point when we have to stand up and say, you know, it's enough.
When people started to realize the far-reaching effects of Bill C-45, it created a new consciousness. It created a protection towards land and water. And I think grassroots people started to realize the kind of connection that came out of. I don't know more. We became united. We became a united voice in protecting the land and the water. And for many, many grassroots people, when they began to realize, when they began to have more information about Bill C-45 and all those bills that were going through Parliament, they realized how terrible this bill is and what it's going to do. And I think I Don't Know More created, like I said, the space for them to tell the Canadian state that they don't have our consent to put this bill through. I Don't Know More gives space for grassroots voice in whatever manner that it chooses to be. Given that it's peaceful, it has to be peaceful, ethical, moral, respectful. You know, those are the boundaries that we ask. But if you can follow those boundaries and you have a voice as a grassroots person, then, you know, I Don't Know More is for you.
We'll hear more from Sylvia McAdam, a co-founder of the Idle No More movement, after the break. You're listening to Making Contact, a production of the National Radio Project. I'm George Lavender. If you'd like more information or for CD copies of this program, please call 510-251-1332, extension 108. Because of generous support from listeners like you, this show is distributed for free to radio stations in the US, Canada, Australia, and South Africa. To find out how to support us, download shows, or get our podcasts, go to radioproject.org. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. Now back to Sylvia McAdam, co-founder of Idle No More, the movement for Indigenous sovereignty and environmental protection.
We call it a grassroots movement, and it's not exclusively Indigenous because if you look at the founders, Sheila McLean is of European descent. She's not Indigenous at all. And Sheila brings in that element of allies and settler people who are in support of Indigenous sovereignty, getting non-Indigenous people to begin supporting those activities like Idle No More, to begin questioning the history that's being perpetuated out there, and then begin informing their own nations that what's happening is affecting all people. It's not just Indigenous people.
I'm on the line right now with Harsha Walia, who's a migrant justice organizer based in Vancouver.
Immigrants in Support of Idle No More is specifically to bring together people from racialized migrant communities who face, you know, a diverse amount of, who have a diverse range of struggle, particularly against racism and colonialism, from people's own homelands and histories, as well as ongoing racism within the Canadian state, and to kind of affirm that presence and allyship with Indigenous communities, and to do it from our specific positionality and social location. It's essentially a presence. And asserting that there are many immigrant communities in support of Indigenous rights and Idle No More. I mean, one of the things that we have within the context and the discourse around Indigenous politics and specifically Idle No More is that there are, you know, Native and non-Natives, and the group of non-Natives is very large and diverse and has distinct histories and distinct realities.
Indigenous sovereignty is all about protection of land and water, and this is how come we're saying it's not exclusively indigenous, because water affects everyone. We always come back to that. If we don't have clean water, if we don't have clean lands, then, you know, we can talk about nationhood and all these different things. All those are a privileged dialogue. But at the end of the day, if we don't protect our lands and our waters, those things become not as important.
First of all, I always say, before you do something, you need to make it known. So we're doing something now, we're acting, we're making the issue visible, and we're trying to make people relate between each other. I mean, non-native are as touched by the C-45 than we are. So, I mean, it's just to show we are under the same problem. And now, how can we act together? And also, we are doing action like here we are, because people don't know there are still native people sometimes in Canada. So now it's, what can I teach you? What can I exchange with you? And that's why it's been started by teachings, this movement from the four women that are in Saskatoon that created the IdleNoMore.ca movement. So we're going to try to continue. I'm going to try and teach people. They're going to try and teach me. I've learned a lot from other people during this movement. So I feel that it's not just going to be a fade. It's going to be something that's going to be more profound. I think in Quebec, mostly in the province of Quebec, it's already been proven that we don't want to be idle. Might we be Canadian, Quebecer, or native? We don't want to be taken for granted no more. Students, French, Francophones, Quebecois, Native, Inuit, Algonquin, so.
We've had flash mob round dances, and for people who don't know what a round dance is, I invite you to go into YouTube and Google IdleNoMore round dances, and you'll see a very dynamic visual of drumming and dancing and the round dance itself. As Indigenous people, when we talk about land and water, it's a powerful spiritual connection, and the round dance, it's been described as a prayer in motion. And when we round dance, we talk about, we dance on the land, we dance to the songs of the Creator, and it's all about that connection to land and water, and then that element of our ancestors dancing with us. And I think flash mobs are quick, and they create a unity, because when we dance, we hold hands, and anybody can join in. They're quick, they're spiritual, and they create a unity. I think that's how come they're so powerful.
Just to start, can you just introduce yourself?
My name is Charm Logan. I'm a Cree Métis living in Toronto, Ontario.
Okay, and you're one of the organizers of this flash mob here today?
Yeah, flash mob round dance. We wanted to keep it about unity. We want to make new friends with Canadian citizens and just start getting everybody together in solidarity so that we can understand the real environmental crisis we're facing in Canada.
Okay, so can you actually just tell me a little bit about what was this action about today?
Well, Harper government is pushing through some very dangerous legislation that affects our First Nations and Canadian citizens. It's going to impact our environment, particularly our water, and it's time that everybody wakes up and takes some action, and that time is now because there's not much time left. So we gathered everybody today to help bring some awareness to these issues.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the fact that these IdleNoMore actions have been happening all across the country, what does that say to you?
It has been a movement of resistance that's been going on for decades, for over 100 years, and it's just so empowering and spiritually moving to see all our people across Turtle Island and the world gathering to recognize that Mother Earth is the most important thing to us. We are from her. She needs care. So the fact that everybody's waking up and IdleNoMore is beautiful, and to be a part of it is amazing.
And so can you just tell me a little bit about what you guys did today, what happened in this flash mob?
Well, it was supposed to be a flash mob. We had it planned out quite strategically, except there was way more people than we planned, so there was no discreet sneak up the way we intended it to be. And it just, as you can see if you were here, it completely took over the intersection and the square. So, I mean, we went from round dance to mosh pit because there was just so many people.
And finally, what are you hoping will come out of this movement, Idle No More, over the next days and weeks?
We need Harper and the Queen to deal with the treaties and the agreements that were put in place. We need the Constitution of Canada to be upheld.
People who haven't come out to the round dances, who have contacted us and said they're having letter writing campaigns and letter writing workshops where they've written to their MPs, they've written to the monarchy, and they've written to the Prime Minister and the Governor General, just letting them know you don't have our consent and all these different things.
I'm just seeing like the movement growing again, and Aboriginal peoples becoming more and more visible. I just wish there's going to be more, we're going to raise more awareness about the issues, and eventually that there's going to be a real dialogue with the government and the Aboriginal peoples, because we're going to continue our actions as long as there's no real dialogue.
We've had young people who, this was one of the very creative elements about Idle No More, where they've done, they did a little coffin, and they've written oppression, racism, Bill C-45 all over it, and then they wrote letters saying goodbye to all of them, and then they put the letter in the workshop, in that coffin, and then they carried that coffin and went and buried it. So that's the creativity of grassroots people. In the U.S., our relationship with the Indigenous people has been strong. So we have Idle No More Minnesota, we have Idle No More Seattle, we've had Idle No More San Jose, California, and we've had Idle No More Arizona that we've been connected with, and now we have Idle No More Germany, we have Idle No More London, United Kingdom, and Idle No More Switzerland. So there's very strong ties, not just with the Indigenous people, but settler allies from all over the world.
This Idle No More movement expanded to the U.S. border Saturday with a series of blockades and actions. Police closed the international bridge connecting Ontario with Michigan after hundreds of protesters marched from the U.S. to the Canadian side. Sit-ins and protests were also held at bridges, roads, rail lines, and other border crossings across Canada.
We decided that we were going to take peaceful, nonviolent direct action, which means we're going to do blockades. Now, these blockades have to be strategic, prayerful, and thoughtful. We're not going to do blockades in the middle of, like, Denver. We want to target those blockades that have roads leading into lands that are directly impacted by activities of resource extraction. We're hoping that it'll create attention to the global community that these kinds of resource extractions are not acceptable. They're not good for the lands and the waters, and that leadership should begin moving towards alternative sources of energy. They're there. They're available. We have the technology, and we have certainly the resources to begin moving in that direction, and that the Canadian citizens, Indigenous people, all people from all walks of life, the grassroots people, are protesting these actions of resource extraction, these activities that they're not acceptable.
We need to protect our women. We need to protect our culture.
figured out very quickly that the grassroots voice is in song, in dance, in poetry, in music. We had grassroots people come to us and say, I'm not a politician and I don't speak in that language. However, I'm a spoken word poet. Can I share a poem that I wrote about what these bills mean to me and how they affect me as a grassroots person? And then the four founders and I kind of thought about it. We're like, well, it's unconventional and certainly not the way things would normally be done, right? So, but we looked at it and thought, okay, let's have a poem be said. And it grew from there. We had other people approach us and say, you know, again, I'm not a politician, but I know how to sing. Can I create a song for Idle No More? And we said, sure.
My skin red, I bleed red, I'm seeing red. I'm praying for my people out there who ain't seen it yet. His blood is cold, he's living lies forever told by his ancestors 500 years ago.
This one young man, his hip-hop name is Drezus, and he has a song called Red Winter, and it's in YouTube. He came to me and he said, again, he's like, you know, I'm not a good speaker. And he said, can I create a song? And I said, sure.
You can lock us in jail and throw away the key. Take away my rights, but you ain't stopping me. Cause I've been quiet for too long, it's time to speak. We gotta stand for something to keep us free.
And all these different voices of the grassroots, and we made space for them to have that voice in Idle No More. And I think that's what gives it its power and its unified voice.
You are the spark that's starting a fire that will spread across this land. And it will be a fire that doesn't burn, but a fire that cleanses, a fire that ignites in our hearts and creates light. No more living in darkness. Our time now is to be light in the world. Everyone who is here today, you are a spark that will ignite 1,000 more people.
And that's it for this edition of Making Contact. Sounds from Idle No More Activists and Actions came from Aaron Lakoff and Lillian Bochter. For a CD copy of this program, call the National Radio Project at 510-251-1332, extension 108, or check out our website, radioproject.org, to get a podcast, download past shows, or make a difference by supporting our work. Like Making Contact on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Our handle is making_contact. Lisa Rudman is our executive director, Jen Chen and Andrew Stelz are producers, Irene Flores, web editor, Lisa Bartfai, Salima Hamarani and Aaron Mathewson, production interns, and Barbara Barnett, Dan Turner and Alton Bird volunteers. I'm George Lavender. Thanks for listening to Making Contact.